listening to the Who Cares News, episode 1780 for Friday, July 10th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Happy Friday, y'all.
Okay, you all right over there? Like,
it's a sleepy day.
Is it a sleepy day?
Yeah. It's my Friday. I mean, no.
It's
wait.
Your Saturday.
It's
See,
my
you
Saturday.
Keep the day straight,
man. Well, this is still new again. After
going to work is new again.
Yeah,
right?
Going to work is new again, and then I was going to work Monday through Friday, and then all of a sudden now I have to go to work Thursday.
Yeah,
and
it's that sucks.
Lordy, jeez.
It's Friday. Some random facts for today: Russian cosmonauts used to carry special pistols to space, so they could shoot any bears and wolves that attacked them when they landed in Siberia, because, you know, they land on land.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see? I didn't know that was a problem. It's like, gotta watch out for the bears.
Actually, that reminds me, I had a bear in my dream last night.
Well, see, there you go. You caused it. The official bird of the city of Redondo Beach, California is, get this, the Goodyear blimp. Now, I know why this is.
What?
Because the Goodyear blimp lives just miles away from Redondo Beach in Torrance, California.
So, and why isn't Torrance?
I don't know. Maybe they already had one.
It's like, you can't have ours. This is ours.
This is ours.
You get your own.
There's 1 hour a day where it's three different dates in three parts of the world. When it's 11 p.m. Monday in American Samoa, it's 5 a.m. Tuesday in New York, and 12 a.m. Wednesday in the Pacific Island country of Kiribati.
That's too much for me.
Yeah, I know. It's really making your brain hurt.
That hurts me.
The sentence, anger, 'tis safe never, bar it, use love, is a bilingual palindrome, which means it has the same meaning in Latin if you read it backwards.
You're going to have to say that to me again.
Anger, 'tis safe never, bar it, use love.
I have never heard that.
In Latin, I've not either. But if you spell it in Latin, it's spelled the same way, forwards and backwards. I took Latin in high school.
Okay.
The only thing I remember from Latin is orem esti mustis enti. All right, it's time. I don't remember anything else.
What does that mean?
That's how, actually, it's how you conjugate verbs in Latin. The ending of the verb is how you decide how you conjugate. So that's how we learned it. Or MST mustis NT. So
conjugating in school.
My Latin taken buddies will all get that one. All right, it's time for the news, the Who Cares News. We're going to do it in English, not a dead language. Here we go. What's going on?
Well, in a recent promotion for her new podcast, Demi Moore, she's in the news.
She's in the news.
She shared photos of herself at home and offered fans a look at the bathroom she's apparently been working from.
She's working in her bathroom. Wait a minute.
Office.
I know Kim Kardashian works in her bathroom too, taking selfies in the mirror. Very little clothes on.
Yeah, that's how Kim works. I gotta take a selfie.
I bet you at 57 that Demi Moore probably looks still okay in her underwear.
Well, yeah.
I think she probably does.
You know.
Yeah. She had all kinds of work done.
When you got work done, it should be made to
last. All kinds of work done. Yeah.
It's like, is there a warranty on this?
So she's working out of her bathroom? Is that the deal? What the hell? Sometimes I wonder about her being bat crap crazy, but okay.
She says, I'm finally excited to share what I've been working on. First episode of Dirty Diana.
Oh, is that the name of her podcast? Dirty Diana? She stole that from Michael Jackson.
She captioned a photo of herself sitting on a floral couch with a laptop.
Wait.
I know.
In her bathroom? I know. You're going to explain. Go on.
No, it's called Rich People Are Just Like Us.
But you got a bathroom big enough for a couch. Oh, there it is. Dirty Diana right there. See her picture? She looks pretty dirty.
Oh, gosh. Well, she's sitting on her floral bathroom couch, and there's a laptop propped up in front of her, and a toilet is visible to the left of her
Ew.
Head. Yes.
Well, it doesn't sound
called
like it's
a bathroom.
Plate. Yeah, I guess.
Well, we couldn't help notice that the floral bathroom couch, it used to furnish the living room, according to the shots previously posted from her Idaho home during lockdown.
Oh, this is the couch. Oh, well, they found a multi-use for it. Multitasking, as Alton Brown likes to call it.
It's like, well, I need to work. And
I need to work.
My bathroom's big enough for a couch.
My couch is my desk.
All right, so a second shot.
Mm-hmm. And this is only one bathroom. We don't know how many bathrooms they have.
That's true. Why couldn't
this
she do
this? This is the working bathroom. This is the executive washroom. You
yes.
can be the executive of your own podcast, ladies and
there
gentlemen.
There you go.
You too can be like Demi Moore and have keys to the executive washroom where there's a couch and a laptop.
Now, commenters, they wrote things such as, this bathroom
yes.
is most definitely haunted. And this is the strangest late 80s, early 90s looking bathroom I've ever seen, especially with the threadbare couch.
Ooh, that's kind of gross too. I knew somebody who actually met her one time about 30 years ago. And this person said, you know what? I met her up close. Flawless. At the time, she said she's a flawless beauty. Anyway.
She's on your list, huh? Your hall
no,
pass list?
No, she's not. No, not anymore.
Not anymore?
No.
Hmm.
No, she's damaged goods.
All right, so Cameron Diaz is making a big announcement.
Oh,
she's launching it, not acting again.
She's still not acting.
Nope. But
she must really be retired then.
I okay. guess. Yeah. Whatever. So she's launching a new wine brand.
Oh, God.
She says, it all started 2 years ago on a beautiful Los Angeles afternoon. And I was in the backyard with Catherine Power. I don't know who Catherine Power is, but okay.
God.
We realized that we knew the contents of everything that went onto and into our bodies. Why not wine?
Well, why not? I mean, wine is grapes, right? Grapes, yeast, a little water. What else? Sunshine, blue skies. I don't know. What is wine?
Grapes. Do they put chemicals in wine
Actually,
and stuff?
Actually, they do. Yeah.
They do?
Oh, yeah.
So she said on Insta.
On Insta.
She continues that creating a clean wine that is full of natural goodness and free from dozens of unwanted and undisclosed extras helps me find that balance when I'm enjoying a glass of wine. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
What kind of extra crap do they put in wine?
Well, you know, you always see it says sulfates. Also, there's some wines that say, you know, this was made in a institution where, what is it, Proposition 65, items known to cause cancer. That's always a good thing
well,
to put in
yeah.
your body, right?
It's like, what kind
like,
of wine
oh,
are they drinking?
Oh, wow, that's lots of fun. You know who knows what she puts into her body? And that's Halle Berry.
Halle body.
She's in tune. Halle body. She's in tune with that body.
Number
let me tell
one
you.
On the hall pass list.
Yeah, and you know, yeah. I'd like to be in tune with that body, too. Anyway.
Jeez.
I say, that's enough for us today.
I say.
Back on Monday with more frivolity. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.